Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And today we are with Derek from Wells Lawn and Landscaping. How are you?
Doing great.
Great. Before the break, we talked about, obviously, you mow lawns, you maintain lawns, you do fertilizer, which is a whole different ball game.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
People that just go buy from a box store sometimes are buying the wrong thing at the wrong time of year.
Yeah, or a lot of what we see a lot, really. It's kind of funny, though.
Burning,
yeah. A lot of people, they just think, hey, man, we're just putting down some plant food. Let's keep putting down some more plant food and some more plant food.
And once a week.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you don't want that big, lush, green grass. Yeah,
and by the way, when you do that, it will grow, but it will stop.
Right,
that's another point. Not too much, people. Not too much.
Yes, it will.
Moderation.
But yeah, we go to Purdue every winter for that as well. We have a course we take in the overwinter and then again in the spring that we send myself and two of my other crew leaders to. It's a certification through the Office of the State Chemist.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a license to apply mm-hmm. any kind of fertilizer or pesticides commercially to a lot. So that's just another side of the training aspect that we do.
Perfect. And I wasn't kidding that there are certain times a year you do different types of fertilizer too.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
So, you know, you're not going to probably put your pre-emergent crabgrass stuff down in the fall.
No, but you know,
it's not blooming,
right?
Right, and really, kind of with any kind of herbicide, it's mainly just preventing seeds mm-hmm. from germinating. It's similar to like the crabgrass, as well as you can have selective herbicides that are targeting specific mm-hmm. weeds. But yeah, for example, for the type of fertilizer, you don't really want to lay down a quick uptake fertilizer right in the middle of summer because you don't want to encourage that high intense growth with your turf. That's more something we do, a fast uptake fertilizer that's more in the fall. That allows right before winter, allows the grass to absorb those nutrients mm-hmm. really quick, goes into storage. Then next spring, as soon as we get that first day in the 60s and the rain starts coming, that grass is just ready to fire off.
Awesome.
So it is completely tailored to the time of the year, the temperature, what kind of conditions we're seeing right now with the weather. So each application kind of is unique in that aspect.
Perfect. One of the other things that it occurred to me that, you know, I know it's August, but, you know, we're looking at fall here soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the things that people should be thinking about for fall, whether it's their lawn or, you know, a lot of people think that fall is the only time you can plant. It's not necessarily true. But what are you seeing or, you know, what do you suggest?
I only say this because we get probably 20 to 30 calls the first day that it snows, is start thinking about your leaves now. Mm. It's a really good idea to stay on top of the leaves as they're falling. A lot of people just kind of let it go by, and then you get that first snowstorm where you see in the weather, hey, we got snow this week.
Can you come out and clean my leaves?
Sorry, we're putting plows on our trucks. Yeah. We'll talk to you next spring. You know, the leaves are still there. So that's important. Try to be a little more proactive on that. Other things are just kind of cleaning up your beds, getting them winterized, mm-hmm. Getting all the perennials cut back, just kind of getting the organic debris cleaned out. Gutters are a huge issue.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, if you don't keep those gutters cleaned,
right.
You're going to have a lot of issues over winter as well mm-hmm. when you have that refreezing of those gutters. So that's important, too, to keep in mind. You know, so mainly just maintenance stuff, but as long as you're just thinking about it and trying to plan for it before it becomes a problem, then it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah, so mark something on your calendar somewhere mid to end of mm-hmm. September to call Wells.
That's right.
And schedule the time. I mean, you can probably schedule it out to October, end of October, hopefully.
Yep.
Hopefully.
Yeah, we are usually, we're usually working outside all the way up until Thanksgiving every year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the weather cooperates, we'll be working up till Christmas. But yeah, usually the fall cleanups are extremely easy. If someone just wants to do a fall maintenance or fall cleanup, they mm-hmm. can call, they can go online. We have a form on our website. It's pretty easy to request. And we can just come out there, get their gutters cleaned out, get their garden beds prepped for winter. And another thing is from the turf side, too, is whenever people are starting to think about their mowing, the last cut of the year, you kind of want to lower that probably about a half inch to an inch mm-hmm. from what you normally see. That just kind of helps remove that extra thatch layer. And so you don't have that buildup. You don't want a lot of tall grass that's going to be laid over with that snowpack mm-hmm, on it, because you can get that winter mold and that rot in that turf.
Absolutely.
So
I wouldn't
something
think about.
I
wouldn't think about something like that. Wow.
I should think about it, I guess, but I didn't. Well, and the other thing I was thinking of was that you mentioned plows. You do that as well.
Yes, we do.
See, this is like a one-stop shop for everything outside.
That's right. Yeah, anything outside your building we can take care of. We throw snow removal bids year-round. I mean, believe it or not, we just did a couple at the end of June and several through July. So anything, we have lots that are as large as 10 acres of blacktop that we clear. A lot of multiples, you know, 1, 2, 3 acre lots. And then just your, you know, smaller businesses, doctor's offices, churches, restaurants. We manage quite a few properties for snow removal. That's a totally different ball game, but it's really important, I think, when people are trying to find that right snow contractor is to make sure they find someone that addresses their needs. You need to understand what time not only does the place open, but is there going to be shipping that's going to be coming in? Are we going to have a truck that needs cleaned out at 6 a.m.? Are there going to be workers that are going to be staying late on certain nights? Also, what's the situation when we have 1 inch of snow and not 2 inches?
Right.
Are you still concerned about... You know, there might be an area that, hey, it tends to refreeze, or might have an area of concern that we want that cleaned, but we don't need the whole lot cleaned if we have 1 inch. What to do on refreezing situations, where to pile the snow, ice management. So, I mean, there's a lot of different things. So it's important to do that walkthrough with your contractor and make sure they understand your needs and that everyone's on the same page.
Well, and it sounds like this is a really good time to start calling you about it. Don't wait until you get that first snow and you're like, I'm sorry, I'll be with you in a week after I get these lots all clean.
That's right. Our routes are usually pretty tight. So we don't overbook our guys. We make sure that all our customers that we do take on, we can service them in the time they need. It's really important to get that in now if they are wanting to get on that kind of schedule.
Absolutely.
It helps the business owner to plan for their budget, too.
It does.
Because, you know... You don't expect things to cost as much as they do. I mean, people think, oh, there's a 10-year, you know, there's a 12-year-old out there shoveling snow. You're hiring a professional to do this for you.
Right.
So.
And they're going to be there on time and when you need them.
Do what they're supposed to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. I know when I used to manage a business, that part of it was very imperative because I was the one that all the other businesses would call and say, our lot's not plowed. I'd be like, okay. I'm sure they're on their way. They have other businesses as well.
We have all of our trucks have GPS software in them, so I can pull up on my computer or my laptop here and just see where any of our trucks are in real time. All the guys get their routes and their schedules forwarded over to them, so if we have any changes, it's all done in real live time, so it's pretty efficient way to do things now for us.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I think people need to know that, you know, that if we're going to have a lot of snow, I mean, you never predict if we're going to have a lot of snow, but to plan for it and be ready for it is, it doesn't cost anything.
No, it doesn't.
You know, to sign a contract, because the contract basically says if it snows, and if it snows X amount of inches, then we're going to come out and then you'll be charged.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there's different ways to do the contract. So you can do a price per push. You can do a price per amount of snowfall. Other options that we do is like a budget billing, where we know what an average snowfall is that we have per season. So using that average, we can kind of just do a seasonal price where customers just pay for the season, and then they have the peace of mind knowing that their loss can be taken care of. So, you know, if it snows heavy, they kind of come out a little bit ahead. If it snows less, we come out a little bit ahead. But in the end, it's an average, and it's the same year to year to year. And so it's a nice option for people that want to – that are, you know, on a budget, and they need to know how much is this going to cost me every month. We can present them with that. Just another tool to help them plan for it.
Perfect. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left, but I want to make sure that you get your phone number out there so people can call you to get their estimates as your website.
That's right. So they can give us a call at 812-272-9336. That's our phone number. And then our website is wellsknowsgrass.com. So it's just like Wells Lawn Care, but Wells Knows Grass. So perfect. KNOWS.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast on the WGCLradio.com website.